and like came back to the Senate and said, in the future, the economy will be based on whether or not people know or don't know how to use computers. We need a computer in every classroom. He saw everything coming. He was prescient. In 2000, after he had left politics, he was placed on a national security panel where he advised George Bush, we are going to be attacked, and we're going to be attacked by planes. Yeah. Now, right before his campaign began, he went to a party in Miami on a boat and met a young woman named Donna Rice, and they had chemistry, and he invited her back to his townhouse in D.C., and a reporter got wind of this and followed her all the way to his apartment. And he wound up in a conversation in the middle of the night in his back alley with this reporter where no one knew what to do because no one had ever been in this position before. Up until then, there was a public life and a private life. And the next day, this article came out, and less than a week later, he left politics forever. And it brings up all kinds of questions because clearly this is, you know, a flawed human being who made a real mistake at kind of a stupid time. And it became kind of a joke, particularly because of a few details of the story. One being that the name of the boat was called Monkey Business. It makes a great story. It makes a great headline. And also because on the same day that this Miami Herald piece came out, a New York Times piece came out in which he had told the reporter had been asking about his life, and he basically said, my life's really boring, honestly. If you really want to find out for yourself, follow me around. And it became rewritten in history that he had told people, follow me around, and then they did, and then they found this woman, which actually did not take, that's actually not what happened. So it becomes a really compelling story in 2018, when we are trying to figure out for ourselves all the time, what kind of flaws are we willing to put up with in our leaders? We have the most flawed leader humanly imaginable, right? We have this guy who's completely indecent. So we start going back and thinking about, okay, what matters? What is relevant? This guy had an affair. Does that matter? How does that matter? What should we know? Does it matter whether someone, whether you're at work, like in Bill Clinton's case, or even if it matters, it's just something private, you meet someone at a party? And I don't have the answer for that. As a filmmaker, I've never thought that it's my job to have the answer. My job is to ask questions, because I'm thinking that you are just as compelled by these questions that I am. And hopefully that watching the movie will kind of give us even more context to have these conversations. So, all that to say, a few weeks ago an article came out, and there's a guy named Lee Atwater. Anyone know who Lee Atwater was? That's right. Lee Atwater ran George Bush's campaign. He was a Republican political operative who was kind of known for doing underhanded things. He once said about an opponent in a political race who had had shock treatment when they were a teenager and had come through it and remarkably and now was running for Congress. He said about them, when I'm done with them, he's going to want back on the jumper cables. I mean, just to give you a sense of who Lee Atwater was. Lee Atwater died very young. He died at 40 and or even 39 maybe. And had someone from the Hart campaign come to his deathbed to make a deathbed confessional that he had hired the boat, the Monkey Business, to try to set Gary Hart up. And this has remained a secret until a few weeks ago when this article came out. And the question is, does this matter? In my opinion, it doesn't. It doesn't because you can hire a boat, but at the end of the day, Gary Hart went on this boat, went to a party, met someone, they had chemistry, he invited her back to his townhouse in D.C., she went there. I think the kind of answer speaks for itself. It's more interesting in terms of Lee Atwater and his career. It's very on brand for him. And it raises the kind of the bigger question, which is how much can shift in a moment? You know, because of this moment, Hart drops out of the race. And it kind of sets two things in motion. One, he doesn't become president, and presumably if he had become president, we would have not gone into Kuwait, we would have not gone into Afghanistan, there would have not been an Iraqi war. A lot of things change. But also, it sets us on a trajectory of tabloid news driving into the lane of political journalism and never parting. so that when you wake up and you check your news app, there's a Washington Post article about the Kavanaugh hearings. There's also a Washington Post article about Ariana Grande and
Pete Davidson.
Thank you. that they know. Yeah, we know who you are. So, it's kind of strange, right? I mean, that you're getting this news all from the same feed. And it really puts into question, all right, what people run for politics now? You know, by the nature of this, who doesn't run? Who doesn't want to go through this gauntlet? Think about just the idea of shame. Sorry, I know I'm going a long time on this. If you're someone who experiences shame nowadays, you drop out of the race, right? But if you're someone who doesn't experience shame, you stay in and you thrive. Like, we have a system that favors the shameless.